This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Then we'll play the audio from the UC Berkeley police officer citing an innocent hot dog vendor. Just somebody trying to make a little bit of money to feed his family. He literally had money stolen from out of his wallet by this officer, and it's all caught on video. We'll play that with you, or for you, and then we'll get you the update on the story, which is a happy one, thanks to the good folks on the internet. But first, we go to the phones to the fun, where you can call in to bring up anything you want. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to follow up with you a little bit about a few different things that you guys sort of tangentially mentioned that I think maybe merits some more investigation. One was the, I guess when your guest from the jail paper or your co-host from the jail paper was on, I forget his name.
Thomas Parisi.
Is he one of the Chris's?
No, it's Thomas. Thomas Parisi.
Oh, okay. Now, he was on and indicated that there was something going on with some shadowy liquor enforcement bureaucracy running a bus and some stopping people or something like that. Were you on that night when he was talking about this?
Yeah, this was Friday. Was it Friday night? No, Saturday night. Anyway, it was this weekend when liquor enforcement was in town in a big way here in Keene. He had gone down there early in the evening and had spotted the liquor enforcement truck or van or whatever you want to call it, the big old RV that they've got that was parked in the downtown Keene area. And they had multiple undercover cars and undercover officers canvassing the streets, going into different bars and harassing people inside, demanding identification, observing the doormen and, you know, seeing if they were following whatever the stupid rules are that the Liquor Commission puts on them to enforce their arbitrary edicts. And so then a number of us went out later on that night and, you know, did some Know Your Rights outreach from copblock.org and, you know, occupied the streets to some extent to help the students. And, you know, there's always a fresh batch of students here every year.
And they're just basically a bunch of high school kids that don't know what the heck they're doing.
Right, to help them know their rights. So that's kind of what that was all about.
And there was an indication that a keen police officer had lied to a student and told him that he was not allowed to videotape police. Is that correct?
Yes, I've actually heard that story from more than one student in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, that's not uncommon, apparently, for them to try to get away with that with people that they believe do not know their rights.
Is that number two or greater than two? How many total of
two
have told you this?
Two.
Okay. All right, so I'm just trying to find out, like, I like to call into the KBK and you know, other stations around the state and pass on these kinds of things that I hear, but I didn't really collect enough information from you guys talking about it before to be able to do that, and now at least I can make those calls. But
cool.
But it's also worth following up on here. You know, the more you pay attention to it, the better the world is.
Yeah, and that's good work that you do, calling those local talk shows. It's kind of one of your forms of activism where, you know, you're just bringing up important liberty ideas into the regular talk shows that people are listening to here in New Hampshire. You are not only bringing up liberty ideas, but you're also bringing up secessionist ideas, as I understand it. You're one of the big proponents of NHExit, and so I just want to say I appreciate your efforts there.
Well, I hate to be a one-issue caller, you know, on these local shows, but it's such a great issue that, you know, it's like the answer to 50% of the problems you're
sure
hearing
is
about on these radio shows. And so I do tend to bring it up a lot more there than I do on your show. And it seems to be fairly, you know, tolerated at least, maybe even welcome. So, you know, people are, you know, they're open-minded in New Hampshire.
Does anybody ever call after the fact when you brought up secession on a local show? Do they call to comment later?
I'm not very good at listening afterwards, and most of the shows don't have archives.
I see.
So I do try to make a point of, you know, rushing back inside and getting logged in or turning my mute button off or something like that before they're past the next caller, but a lot of times I just forget.
Yeah, my experience has been promoting secession in New Hampshire that is very well, warmly welcomed by the New Hampshire natives.
I think it's warmly welcomed. I don't think it's taken seriously. Does that make sense? Like they.
Well, what do you mean it's not taken seriously? They're standing there looking at a flyer from an organization that's a real organization, and they say nice things, and they smile, and they like what they see.
When I talk to people, I don't see them taking it particularly seriously, the notion.
Right.
Like, I like the idea of being able to propel myself through the air via my own flatulence. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a really great way to get around and free.
You're right on track, Mark. It is not taken seriously yet, and I'm not asking for it to be taken seriously yet. And there's an advantage in that. You know, like I talked to John Sununu about it once, you know, if you remember him from the Bush administration.
Yeah.
And he used to be governor in New Hampshire.
Former governor.
I got called into a show to bring that up. And he, you know, he just had this friendly reaction. He was kind of laughing, you know, and that's very normal for people to have that reaction. That's good. It's an improvement over the days when it was associated with Klansmen in the South, right?
Right. I agree. I mean, look, whether somebody's taking it seriously or not, if they're giving a positive reaction, that's all I care about, because we're at the stage in the secession game where we just want people to think about it. We want people to talk about it. We want to get those conversations started, and we want to get those gears turning in people's heads to where they can think about this, even if they don't think it's possible right now. You know, they may think that it's possible later on down the line. Or, you know, later on down the line once they hear about it more, right? Like, so maybe the first time it's like, oh, yeah, that's a neat idea. It's never going to happen. But then if they start seeing, you know, state representatives talking about it, or it starts getting discussed on other talk shows, and, you know, they're hearing about it from different people in their lives, that's when it starts to be more of a, well, maybe this is possible kind of thing. At least I would like to hope that that's the case. Dave, any other comments?
I'm done.
Thanks for the call. Dave Ridley there from RidleyReports.com.
Yeah, I think that that, you know, the people that are pushing for New Hampshire to be sort of free of the United States need to have kind of a set of things that people need to understand. Like, first off, before a state can do that, it needs to flex its muscles and say, you know, sort of, put its foot down on a variety of issues. Mm-hmm. You know, no state is going to just leave the United States without a set of grievances, like a long set of grievances.
That's easy enough to come up with.
It is easy to come up with a set of grievances, but, you know, has the state put the grievances forward to the government, or does it, like, you got to look at the state as an organization as opposed to, you know, of us.
Right. Definitely not us.
We have grievances against the United States government.
Uh-huh.
But does the state of New Hampshire have grievances, longstanding and well-voiced and well-written grievances against the United States government? And I would say no, it doesn't.
Oh, I bet you could find some.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's got them. I don't think that people are prepared to say those sorts of things have happened.
Well, I would think that if the state is the people, and we know it's not necessarily, but at least in New Hampshire it pretends to be a little bit more effectively, because we've got a very citizen legislature here with 400 state reps and 24 senators. So those people are more representative, because just by the sheer number of them, than any other state representatives in the rest of the country. In theory, they should be able to reflect the opinions of some of the people that they're representing. And a lot of people have legitimate grievances against the United States government. And if it's a grievance of the people of New Hampshire, it should be a grievance of the state of New Hampshire. If the people are having their money stolen from them by the IRS, if the people are having their money stolen from them by the printing press of the Federal Reserve through the inflation process, if the people are having their money taken from them and then sent off to wars and squandered in various other ways, killing innocent human beings around the world, these are all legitimate grievances.
Sure, and many people have some of those grievances that you're referring to, but the problem is that the state itself is not petitioning the government on those.
Well, then you need
grievances.
To talk to your state representatives, Mark. Get
no,
in
I
touch
don't.
With the Liberty reps.
I don't
reps.
Particularly want secession for New Hampshire.
Right, well,
I want people to have
it.
The government that they want to have. I don't want to force a new government
people
on them.
people like the idea of getting out from the federal government.
Some do.
I've done the outreach, and it's very well received. Very well received by people from New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're just getting the ball rolling on this. If you want to join us here, you can join us on the air. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in toll-free and join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so join us on Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to get on the radio, and bring up anything you want to discuss. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Thinking about doing some Bitcoin mining? Well, you can forget about doing it probably where you live because the electricity might just be too expensive. It's way too much of a hassle to, you know, like, have to deal with the technical aspects
babysit of that thing.
Bitcoin mining and, you know, to know what you're doing as far as building the hardware and configuring it and all that. It's just out of the reach of most people. Unless you go to pool.bitcoin.com, in which case then it's completely within your reach. As long as you've got some Bitcoin to invest in the process, you can possibly get some more Bitcoin out of it. Now, there are there's a handy calculator there that'll give you some idea of what you could possibly make at this endeavor based on what you are putting into it over at pool.bitcoin.com. They also have a 100% uptime guarantee. So get on over there and learn more about it at pool.bitcoin.com. Plus, if you are the type that does want to do it yourself and you've got your own mining rig, then you can also join the pool at pool.bitcoin.com. But it's mostly targeted at the people that, you know, just want to have somebody else do the work for them and just put some money into it. So check it out, pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll share more of this audio, or we'll get to the audio, hopefully coming up here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. The audio is of the innocent, peaceful man trying to make a living by selling some hot dogs at the University of Berkeley. But we're going to go first to Skype. At least I think we're going to Skype. Sometimes Skype gets a little bit wacky. Hopefully he's there. Riley, are you with us?
I am here.
Excellent. We do have you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So, I want to talk about socialism because to me it seems like it's taking over the younger generation of people and a lot of the older generation as well because they're addicted. Maybe not addicted, but they're interested in this idea of having the state take care of people and owning things. And it's bothering me because I don't like the idea of this criminal gang owning anything whatsoever. And it's starting to worry me a little bit, and it's starting to, and I'm starting to wonder if people just want to be lazy and have everything taken care of for them. What do you guys think?
I like to use the example of domesticated animals versus wild animals. You can imagine. Look, if you let your dog out the backyard, it's liable to come back, right? You know, like you let it out the back door, and it's going to go do its business, and you know, right. Maybe run around and bark at some stuff, and then act free, and then come on back in.
Where
the free food is, yeah. You know, the belly rubs and everything that's wonderful. Now, by the way, you love your dog and you take good care of your dog. The state doesn't love you and it doesn't take good care of you. But it gives a sort of subsistence and it's the same attitude. Whereas, somebody should be able to, your dog should be able to choose, if it can take care of itself, should be able to choose to be free. The state doesn't allow that. You know, you're a domesticated dog, and you will stay here. You will do what you're told, and, you know, that sort of thing.
Or you'll get beat.
And the other dogs are all like, why in the world do you want to be free? It's all great over here in the domesticated land. And, some dogs are just born to howl, you know?
Right. For me, it just seems like freedom is very important, and self-made men and women are becoming rarer and rarer as socialism takes over.
It's gonna the nation, the human race will suffer as a result.
It's terrible. I mean, I share your concerns. It actually kind of echoes some of the conversation we'd had earlier today when we were recording your show, Anarcho Agenda. Which, where can folks go to download your podcast?
They can go to anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. That's A-N-A-R-C-H-O, agenda.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N.com.
All right.
I do a mixture of short shows and long shows, and I mix in some Scottish stuff for fun. So.
We did like an hour-long interview today. It was great. That's going to be upcoming on your feed at some point in the near future. But it, you know, kind of echoes some of the discussion we were having today about the different types of people in the world, that there's the kind of people that want to be taken care of, and then there's the kind of people that want to take the risk of being able to live free and, you know, be able to take care of themselves, or, you know, not having some sort of authoritarian group trying to tell them how to live. And it almost does seem like people are born one way or the other. I don't know if that's
right.
True. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like I've always been anti-authority for as long as I have memories.
You don't have to be somebody who was born to howl at the moon in order to be a libertarian, though.
No.
You just have to believe that the people that were born to howl at the moon should be able to. Right? Like, maybe I like, you know, the belly rubs and the free food and all that other stuff. But that doesn't mean that I have to advocate for the government to say to everybody, you've got to follow all the same rules. Because it's a one-size-fits-all solution in a world that desperately needs customization.
I see what you're saying, Mark. You're saying that you could have the opinion of non-aggression, that you could believe in the idea of the non-aggression principle, where you don't advocate for force to be used against your neighbor to subsidize some sort of way of life. But it seems unlikely that there would be too many of those people within the group of folks that want to be taken care of.
That's how I was brought to this. I don't necessarily believe that your society, where nobody has to clean up their lawn unless they feel like it, is going to work. I don't know that that's going to work, Ian, but I think you should be able to try it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're probably an outlier because people
that's who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to the outliers. Hey, you stinking outliers, just because you don't think these people can do it, just because you think they're raving mad lunatics, doesn't mean that you can't let them do what they want on their property somewhere away from you.
But, you know, that's a great point and everything, but I think most of them who want to be taken care of, they probably realize that they need the productive people around so they can be taxed in order to fund the programs that are taking care of those people. So it's very unlikely that they're going to share a similar viewpoint as you, and much more likely that they would share the viewpoint of let's tax these productive rich people and tax the productive middle class and then just live large on as large as possible on that through government wealth
redistribution. They don't live particularly well. It's the government bureaucrats that tax us.
They're doing real well. Riley, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
I just want to share that our interview will be out Friday, so be looking for it, everybody.
Great. Thank you for the call tonight, Riley. Appreciate it. You can join us on Skype as well, just as he has done. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request over first. If you've never called on Skype, you send that request, we'll approve it, and then you're good to go from that point forward. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Greg is on the line in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, from a practical sense, I think I've always said to libertarians that if you want to build your society, you should put your money where your mouth is and do it. And people moving to New Hampshire are, to some extent, doing that. People that are building cities in the Honduras, maybe to some extent, will prove some ideas. But I think the biggest to date experiment has been in cryptocurrencies. And I really applaud the cypherpunks, their name. Cypherpunks is the culture from the 90s, even, to reinvent what society can do and give more power to the individual.
I agree with you there. Stand by, Greg. We're going to bring you back. We can discuss that in a little more detail. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Also, the crackdown on the hot dog vendor. We still got that to come. Your calls, welcome at 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And if you want to go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free, you are welcome to do that. We can provide you with over a decade's worth of archives. We got a webcam that you can watch for free. A lot of the features you'll find for free at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for. So please go and enjoy and share over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to follow us a little closer, you can join the email list. Now, of course, we got Facebook and Twitter and all that. But if you want to get the latest information about Free Talk Live in your email box, once a week, you go to freetalklive.com. There's an email sign up there toward the top of the page, which you can see there, freetalklive.com. So please go ahead and get signed up there as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Greg is in New York. Called about cryptocurrency tonight. Greg, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been calling in for years, and you guys know a little bit about me, but I haven't really told you what it is that I do.
I think you did. You're some kind of
you're a programmer,
website developer, and I do know that you're excited about crypto. But go ahead.
Yeah, I am a web developer, but I also run my own company that I started in 2011 that has about 6 million people around the world using our apps in
Sweet.
Over 110 countries. Yeah, so. I really do want to make a difference, and I do believe in decentralizing power. and empowering people and uniting communities. So I, so to speak, put my money where my mouth is, and we're designing a cryptocurrency also. But I don't want to really, you know, talk about it on the air that much right now. I just wanted to talk about what is money and what is the value of money, okay? I know you guys are a little bit down on fractional reserve banking because the bank takes your money and then lends out more than is on reserve and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you don't like when the government prints money either because you want what Austrian economics call sound money. You know, you just want something that sounds like Ron Paul. Here's the thing. I want to put your mind in a different direction, kind of the other way. Think about PayPal, okay? Think about all these payment networks like Venmo, whatever, right? You want to pay someone, you send these electronic credits through Venmo, through PayPal, whatever, in their internal network, right?
Right.
And to pay them out, they need to have money on reserve. So if they pay them out in euros, they need to have some euros on reserve, right?
$1.
So these are actually very highly sophisticated internal networks that have reserves. They have reserves that they have to pay out to people, but a lot of the time, if it's just a dumb payment network, it right away gets cashed out. But as it develops more stuff within it, it starts to circulate within the economy, and you're not all the time cashing out your PayPal every day.
No. Okay?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, people are sending and receiving PayPals, and they keep it in their PayPal balance.
I've had uncomfortably large balances in there before. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, if you look at this, a lot of businesses, they accept Visa. Visa is just another payment network. You don't cash out every day, probably. You settle off, like, every once in a while. But if you can pay your employees in that, imagine if every community had its own currency locally, like the Berkshires in Berkshire, okay? They actually have it. That could actually help the local community. This is why I really believe in it, because the local community, what happened to Detroit? How does something go bankrupt, like the state of Illinois is on the verge of doing?
Socialism.
Well, I would say that's an ideological answer, but the actual...
Spending money they don't have, that's how they went bankrupt.
Run out of money. The way that Detroit runs out of money is they run a deficit of dollars. Dollars leave the system because it doesn't have to be socialism. Automation, for example, makes one worker do the job of 10. As a result, the money goes to multinational corporations and out of the local economy. Okay? So what happens is that the local economies all over the place lose money. And in capitalism, you have to move around to where the money is next. You can't stay in your local community if it's hemorrhaging money. Now you got a lot of towns these days that are emptying out. So, but if there was a local currency, that would be more freedom because the community would be able to run its own fiscal policy. If Greece was able to run its own fiscal policy instead of the big euro, you know, under the federal European government, they wouldn't run out of the drachmas. They could print more.
But Greece did run its own currency prior to the EU, as did Italy, and there's a reason they joined. They joined because they were irresponsible. Like, it's not that I don't agree with you. I get where you're coming from that standpoint, but ultimately, there's a culture of responsibility or a culture of irresponsibility. In what Greece and Italy suffered from was irresponsibility. What Detroit suffered from was the notion that, hey, we got all this money, we're milking these car companies, we're going to have money coming out of our ears forever, and then as the money slowly dried up, people are like, it's cold here and gross, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you could also blame socialism, and there certainly you could point a finger at a lot of things. But I tend to say, even if you didn't have any socialism, you had tons of just entrepreneurship and no one ever redistributed anything, you would still have automation. you would still have different economies in different places. And because of that variety, you know, freedom leads to variety. People have different...
Some of them are going to be doing more prosperous, you know, economies than others. That's certainly true. But I want to get back to your discussion here about the local currency, because I think there are a lot of people who hear that idea and they're going to like what they hear. They like the idea of buying local, even whether or not makes economic sense, you know, in every circumstance is another question. Like if you're paying twice as much locally for the same thing, if you can get it from some other country, it doesn't make
sense. But people do it.
But some people do it. So my question is, like, the problem with the old local currencies, you mentioned the Berkshire's Ithaca Hour is one of the more classic examples. They've had some level of success in getting businesses locally to accept the currency and to even, in some cases, pay out their employees in the local currency. Ultimately, the failure of those currencies, I think, is the fact that they're pegged to the dollar. I mean, they essentially are dollars.
Well, there's also the globalization. I mean, if you're going to if you're selling a Honda motorcycle and generator dealer, and you're selling Honda motorcycles and generators, you can't really sell people too many motorcycles and generators for Berkshires or whatever the local currency
because of conversion.
Your margin is relatively small, and you're buying these things with the intention of selling them for U.S. dollars so you can buy more to sell more and those sorts of things. And so,
right, because your vendor's not going to take
goods,
the Berkshires.
Your local economy isn't going to produce washing machines, toasters, generators, motorcycles, cars, and all the things that people need.
So what I don't understand is, I guess what I want to hear more about is what you're proposing to change about a local currency, because right now, I mean, I can use Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency and get the benefit of keeping money in the local economy without having to have it only be useful locally. It also is useful internationally. Why wouldn't we want a currency that has the best of both worlds?
Okay, great question. First of all, I 100% agree with you. The problem that these currencies have is they're pegged to the dollar. They shouldn't be. The local economies are different from place to place, and different communities decide different things. So it's fine to print more or less of your currency and have an exchange rate that's not set by law, but set by the market. And also, here's what I think is the best of both worlds. Here's the problem with Bitcoin, and a lot of VCs are saying this now that used to love Bitcoin. Money is a medium of exchange, and it's also a store of value. And while sound money focuses on store value, and that's great, when the money goes up all the time, you want to hoard that money, and it drives up the circulation. So no one's really buying people.
So you're saying Bitcoin's problem is that it's successful. Hang on. Well, let's continue here in a moment, because I think Bitcoin has problems, too. I wasn't necessarily saying it would be Bitcoin forever, but more on the way here with Greg. Your calls and thoughts also welcome here. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You are welcome to Skype in and join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live, brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You head on over there to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's celebrating its fifth anniversary this month, and it is free to watch online anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com. Mark, is there an update on hope.freetalklive.com, the fundraiser for the Ugandan orphanage that we've been helping to promote?
Yeah, they're putting up the I haven't gotten a visual update. I'm used to getting those daily, but the manager over there is dealing with a very, very sick child.
Ooh.
Who, you know, may have blood cancer. I don't know what that means. They probably have different terminology there.
Yeah.
I don't have the specifics, and I can't read the doctor's handwriting on the pieces of paper I'm getting. So I don't
that's not atypical.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, and I think they're writing in English. I don't know. There's words I understand sometimes. But either way, okay. As right now they're putting up the beams to support the roof, and so we should have a roof update very soon.
What's the goal right now for fundraising? What are you currently trying to raise? Because you've been doing it in small batches over the last few months.
Yeah. We're right at finishing up. Let's see. Should be, I'm going to call it 7,000 remaining on the 30,000 that we're going to in total raise.
So, 7,000 left, and there's double matching of the funds. So if you donate $10, that's actually like $30 being donated. If you donate $30, it's like $90 being donated. So what you're saying is
that's from jax.io and getcell401.com.
Thank you for that. So what you're saying is, in order to raise $7,000, you need to raise a third of that, and then Jax and getcell401
or something,
will fill in the rest.
Right.
That's doable.
It's very doable.
And
it's
folks,
because we've done it up to this point.
Folks can donate over at hope.freetalklive.com. There's multiple ways you can accept contributions, but ultimately it's being converted into cryptocurrency and then sent to them.
That's right. You're using Bitcoin. They understand that there. They have a way to convert that there.
Which brings us back to Greg in New York, who's actually talking about cryptocurrency here tonight. But the idea of having a local cryptocurrency, is that what you're promoting here? Because I'm not real clear on how that would work exactly.
Yes. So if you guys don't mind, by the way, I'd like to give out my email on the air in case anyone listening wants to email me if they're interested in this, okay?
All right. That's your risk. You're welcome
to. That's fine. It's my name, Greg, @, and my company's name, QBIX.com. Qubix.
Was that Q is in question? QBIX?
Yeah. QBIX, Qubix, like Greg at Qubix.com.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, thinking about decentralizing things for a long time. We built the decentralized Facebook so each community can have its own members, own its own data, and everything like that. And then we said, why don't we add a currency to it? And that's what we're doing now. We're adding a currency to it. So how does it work, you say? Very simple. Each community, there's many communities out there, these universities, there are religious organizations, there's all these things. And they would love to engage their members and have them interact with one another. So the way it works is the community issues the currency. And the currency could be either a decentralized one with 101 validators, you know, and no one really controls it. Or it could be on a server somewhere. But regardless, people transact. And the businesses start accepting this currency. So the question of why they start accepting, I can get into that. But more,
no, that was going to be my question. Why, you know, accept yet another currency that in this case is only supposed to be used locally?
Well, so the advantages of a local currency is, imagine you go to a casino and you buy the chips, right?
Yep, that's a local currency.
Right, that's the local currency. How many times would you leave a casino without cashing out your chips? You might leave one for like a souvenir, but you're not going to use those chips outside the casino. Right?
I think some people do in like Vegas, though. I think that there is a a culture of using chips for maybe tips and things like that. So, you know, maybe on the local level they might, but go ahead, make your point.
Okay, so but you don't go back to New York and use them there.
No, you sure don't.
Right. Whatever is in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that's the point of the local community. Currency is that Detroit never runs out of dollars because Detroit bucks are circulating, and that unemployed plumber can go and fix your leak for Detroit bucks, and they can cash out the Detroit bucks, the dollars, through the Detroit bank exchange. And so the local currency improves the resiliency, first of all, of the local community because it can never really go bankrupt anymore because it always can't run out of its own currency. That's number one.
Okay.
That's a huge thing. And then, so that's why I like it. As someone who really wants to decentralize power structures, I want the local communities to be powerful and not depend on FEMA to come in after a hurricane, something like that.
Yeah, I can see how this is. If you don't peg the currency to the dollar, then you'll be able to find out very quickly how much services are worth because people, people will be willing to pay in these this new currency or whatever. And I can see the value, but one thing that I find difficult to sort of when I use these other currencies, and I use cryptocurrencies on a nearly daily basis here in New Hampshire, you can do that. So I can't kind of grok the value of a Bitcoin or whatever simply because I'm used to dollars. I was raised on dollars. I speak dollars. I understand dollars. You can hold dollars in your hands. In many cases, I'll spend Bitcoins a little more freely than I will dollars because they just don't feel quite as real, if that makes sense.
Exactly. And so all the prices should still be denominated in dollars. When you go to the store, you don't care how you pay the Visa, right? The Visa could have an internal currency that's like a trillion Visa bucks for a dollar. It doesn't matter. You pay in dollars, and the whole thing to you is in dollars. Here's the problem with Bitcoin and the problem with all these global cryptocurrencies. There's two. First of all, you're right. They are successful in achieving two things. First of all, let's give them credit. One is they achieve security. No one can take your money, and no one can prevent you from paying someone else. That's huge, okay?
Sure.
That's huge. They also achieve anonymity. Zcash is a cryptocurrency with a zero knowledge proof system where you no one can trace who paid you. So that's great. Anonymity and security. But where they fail, the two things where they just terribly fail is, one, they're global. So they are not useful for local community. It's just like pegging it to the dollar. You're using Bitcoin. It's just another rare.
This is a good discussion. I want to keep it going. We're obviously short on time. I have another question. Okay. I'm sure we can talk about it on another night as well. But, one of the issues is converting from one currency to the other. I mean,
it's hard.
If
you get banks to just let go of their whole mind being wrapped around dollars, it'd be
a heck
of a
hard thing to do. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have a Bitcoin vending machine. It's the only one in the region. You have to go all the way over to Manchester if you want to find another one. So, people will come here, they'll buy Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin vending machine is not a two-way unit. It only sells the Bitcoin. So there's not a real easy way for people to easily get out of the Bitcoin if that's what they want to do. If they have Bitcoin and they want to exit that and turn it back into dollars or something else, that's very difficult. And even if there was something available, there would always be a fee assessed to the individual who wants to move that money. So what is the incentive? Beyond what you're saying is that you believe that it would be good for the community. Beyond that, what is the incentive to the individual to utilize this theoretical local cryptocurrency?
Okay, so that goes back to something a little technical. You can look up. It's called Gresham's Law. It's named after a guy, Gresham, even though it was known by Aristophanes in ancient Greece and everything. And it goes like this. The bad money drives out the good money in circulation. What is bad money, good money? What it means is everyone, and they have gold coins, right? They had the gold coins, but they didn't spend them. They spent the representative currency, the paper one, because, first of all, it couldn't be used outside the casino or outside the thing. So you want to get rid of it first. Everyone wants to get rid of the hot potato first, and that actually drives out the coins. The coins are hoarded. The Bitcoin is hoarded, but you need a local currency to actually be a medium of exchange. And that could be inflationary. And that's where, that's where I wanted to make my point.
I'm interested in seeing somebody try this. I mean, wasn't there one for like Iceland or hasn't this been tried where there's some sort of local?
I know people have tried to make local cryptos.
Yeah.
Specifically around like Colorado and the marijuana trade. I know that much has been tried.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to hear more about the existing experiments in this area, learn about, what they've screwed up and, how it's worked out for them or not worked out for them, and then see how you're planning on doing things differently. Let us know how this develops over time, Greg. Definitely interested in hearing more, but we're out of time for tonight. There you go. Greg in New York. You got his email address now if you want to talk to him about it. It's Greg at Qbix, QBIX.com. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com, and maybe we'll talk about hot dogs more then. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.